This is the News at 5 on WRKC Wilkes-Barre.
Good evening. This is the WRKC News at 5. I'm Jake Sarwar. Thank you for joining us. Tonight's top stories are Winter Storm Stella, King's new partnership with Villanova Law School, and a King senior who landed a job with a national sports news phenomenon. We'll also listen to some fresh tracks on Music Monday, get a sports recap from over the break, and hear the forecast for the start of the week. Wilkes-Barre was blanketed with 22.4 inches of snow from Winter Storm Stella this past week at a record-breaking snowfall rate. Classes were canceled for an incredible 4 days as the blizzard raged on. Social media and promotions director John Flynn interviewed Luzerne County Emergency Management Director Lucille Morgan during the storm.
What a storm it was! Last week's blizzard, also known to many in the social media universe as Winter Storm Stella, was historic. It gave parts of the Northeast over 30 inches of snow. The city of Wilkes-Barre received 22.4 inches of snow between late Monday and early Tuesday, making it the biggest snowfall in the city's history. However, in one of the most anticipated snowstorms ever, safety was the number one priority, according to Lucille Morgan. Morgan, the director of Luzerne County Emergency Management, described the communication, proper equipment handling, and practice involved in the storm's lead-up.
We made sure all of our equipment, including generators, were in working condition. We put the plow on the snow truck. We talked to all of our outside agencies and volunteers to be able to staff the EOC. We made contact with our emergency management coordinators ahead of time, the local emergency management coordinators, to give them the blank declaration of disaster forms, just give them some information that might help them during the storm. Unfortunately, we're a very active county, so we get a lot of practice. We do a lot of drills and tabletops. And unfortunately, we have a lot of disasters, so we're prepared.
Some locals needed assistance during the storm. For example, there was a need for nurses and doctors to be sent to the general hospital for patients during the storm.
We haven't been getting a lot of unmet need requests from the local municipalities, but of course, you know, they need heavy equipment. They're having a hard time, obviously, anybody would, keeping on top of it. As soon as you plow, it's covered again. We did have an issue with ambulances trying to get in and out of Wilkes-Barre General Hospital. Our road and bridge department here went over and helped them out. We do have an unmet need request from them right now for the National Guard to help transport emergency workers to the hospital for their second and third shift. So that is an ongoing. We did put a resource request in through PEMA to get them some assistance.
Now that the snowpack is on the ground, localized flooding is a possibility. However, Morgan believed it is too early to determine whether or not flooding is a threat. She said the blizzard comes first.
It's too early to tell, but anytime you get any kind of snow like this, especially up in the New York area, the Chemung area, it could have consequences, but we don't want to panic anybody right now. Even the National Weather Service is not willing to kind of go on the record right now. We're going to get through the blizzard first, and we'll deal with that later. Hopefully it won't, but it's supposed to stay cold supposedly for about a week, I heard. So that will definitely help us. If we have a slow melt, that will definitely help in the process, but it's too early.
Please remember that warmer weather is coming as spring arrived earlier today. So please remember to do some things like pay attention to your local weather forecasts, clear any gutters or drains, secure property on lower levels, and move the drifts of snow away from your property. Also remember to watch out occasionally for black ice if temperatures go below freezing. For the WRKC News at 5, I'm Social Media and Promotions Director John Flynn.
The King's College Political Science and Pre-Law programs announced last week their new partnership with Villanova University for King students to get a bachelor's and Juris Doctorate degrees in 6 years. News Director Katie Pugh interviewed pre-law advisor attorney Joseph Risch on the new program.
Since King's College formed in 1946, 51 graduate and undergraduate programs have been developed for students to get an education suited to their needs. Last week, in a partnership with Villanova University in Philadelphia, that number became 52 with the new 3+3 and 4+3 Juris Doctorate programs. Students are now able to spend 3 or 4 years at King's College before going to Villanova's prestigious law school with a variety of admissions and scholarship benefits. Pre-law advisor and professor at King's College, attorney Joe Risch, explains.
This new agreement with Villanova has really two features. It allows a student to spend 3 years at King's and then 3 years at Villanova, which is a savings of a year of your life and a savings of 1 year of tuition as well, plus some other things. If you are a junior who wants to skip your senior year at King's, you need a GPA of 3.6 in your major, which would have to at this point be political science, an LSAT of 158, and you would be guaranteed admission to Villanova and a $25,000 per year scholarship, which you could keep as long as you keep your grades up.
Attorney Risch also talks about the flexibility of choosing the 7-year program.
If you want to spend 4 years at King's, and who wouldn't, really, you need a GPA of 3.6, an LSAT of 154, guaranteed admission to Villanova, and a guaranteed admission of $8,000. And there still could be financial aid with either one of those offers. So that's the basic thing. And right now, political science is the major that you'd have to major in. But as time goes on, we will expand the number of majors eligible.
Attorney Risch advises that those interested in the program are sure in their commitment to law as a career, but offers advice to those still deciding.
I think you would have to really be sure that that's what you want to do if you're going to do the 3+3 program. If you're not sure, the advantage of the 4+3 is you can major in any major at King's and still go to Villanova Law School if you meet the 3.6 and the 154. You may want to major in, say, business or accounting and then move into a law program, and that's a pretty powerful combination. We've had alumni in the past who've been an accounting major and or finance major or business major and then gone on to law school and have become tax attorneys and other kind of really high-demand lawyers. So that's the advantage of being at King's for 4 years.
Villanova, while a great option, isn't the only option for those interested in law school, Dr. Risch explains.
There are many, many options out there. Villanova is a great law school. It's in the Philadelphia region, so there are lots of opportunities for internships and judicial clerkships and making contacts with employers. But there are other great law schools around the Commonwealth and in the Northeast and really across the United States. And if any student is interested in talking to me about law school, I hope they'll look me up.
If you are interested in the program, you can email Attorney Risch at josephrisch@kings.edu. Risch spelled R-I-S-H. For the WRKC News at 5, I'm News Director Katie Pugh.
Saturdays are for the boys, but for King's Mass Communications Senior Ryan Bornazian, every day will be for the boys. Bornazian recently landed a job with a national sports news website, Barstool Sports. Program Director Nick Rotundo sat down with him about his post-graduation career in sports news.
Senior Mass Communications major Ryan Bornazian has a very unique job lined up for him after graduation. Ryan took the time to sit down and tell the story of how he became one of Barstool Sports' new employees.
Barstool Sports is a content entertainment business, and they are heavily involved on social media, and it's just a content-based company with different podcasts, radio shows, TV shows, what have you. They're big on Twitter, social media, and Instagram and all that. And their main offices are in Manhattan, but they just opened their second major office in Indianapolis, run by former punter of the Colts, Pat McAfee. And so he put out a post, I'm going to say about a month ago, and said, you know, he needs people to work for him in this new Indy office and to submit a 1 minute and 30 second video, basically creatively telling them why we would be a perfect fit for Barstool Sports. And so I made the video, submitted it, and what do you know, a couple weeks later, I got my email back, and it was the coolest thing in the world.
Ryan then went on to explain what it was like to travel to Indianapolis and interview with Pat McAfee.
I got to Indianapolis, and I literally had absolutely no idea what to expect. You know, nobody did. They didn't really give us much information when they sent out the email. They just said to be here at this time. We'll see you then. But, you know, the first day there was about 67 of us, and we sat in a basement for 14 hours, and there was everyone had to get interviewed. You know, they went over our videos, and I was the fifth last to go, so I sat there from 9:30 in the morning until 10:15 at night for a 5-minute conversation with Pat and the rest of the guys on the Pat McAfee show, basically telling me that they loved the way I can edit and the way I have great camera personality. So there was a 5-minute conversation basically telling me that they'll see me tomorrow. And then the second day, we had a challenge. I got to interview Pat for 3 minutes, crazy questions, and they loved that. I moved on to the third round. Then I had to make a video with, I got paired up with a camera person. I was a personality person. And we had 24 hours to make a video. The theme was Welcome to Indianapolis. And what's funny is all the people who made it to the final round, we were all completely pooping our pants because we didn't know if we were going to make it or not. And he kept all the people that made it to the final round, actually, which was really cool.
As known around the Barstool Sports community, the company's workers have nicknames. Ryan went on to explain how he became Barstool Booze.
My nickname is Booze. If anybody knows me around King's College campus, you'll know me as Booze. It's been like that since freshman year. But, you know, I didn't make it really silently known that my name was Booze when I was out in Indianapolis. You know, I would introduce myself to all the other interns as Booze, you know, all that stuff. And I got the job, and I started saying, Barstool Booze. Barstool Booze. It's got a nice ring to it. So, you know, it clicked. So I think that'll be a nice name for me going here on forward.
Although he will be moving down to Indianapolis in June, Ryan is already hard at work with Barstool.
I mean, I can't really say too much because a lot of the stuff we do, we have to keep behind closed doors. But, you know, I've already started designing T-shirts for, you know, the infamous Barstool Sports Store. I have a lot of great concepts for, you know, segments we can do with Barstool Indy. One that might be a Beer Olympics in the works. So, you know, there's a lot of great ideas. I'm already talking with all the interns that also got the job. And, you know, we're spitting ideas out left and right. So, you know, come June, Barstool Indy is going to hit, and it's going to hit with a friggin' vengeance. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I cannot wait.
Finally, Ryan wanted to leave off with some final words for those who have helped him throughout the process.
You know, I just want to thank everybody that really pushed me to do this. I really wasn't sure at first if I wanted to actually do this, but I knew I wanted to work for Barstool my whole entire life. So I want to just thank everybody that, you know, wouldn't let me not do this, and couldn't be more thankful.
For the WRKC News at 5, I'm Program Director Nick Rotundo.
Coming up next, we'll listen to the latest from Ty Vec on Music Monday, get the latest on Monarch Sports, and hear the weather for the top of the week.
I really didn't feel safe anymore at home.
Every year, tens of thousands of youth experience homelessness.
The possibility of sleeping out on a park bench, it's not something that a 15-year-old should have to think about.
1-800-RUNAWAY provides 24-hour access to a nationwide network of housing and support services.
I felt such warmth. I felt comfort. I felt safe.
Call 1-800-RUNAWAY. Go to 1-800-RUNAWAY.org or text 66008. We can end youth homelessness.
This is Steve from Bear Lake, and you're listening to 88.5 WRKC Radio King's College.
The News at 5 continues on 88.5 WRKC Wilkes-Barre.
You're listening to Music Monday on the WRKC News at 5. My name is Therese Rofsedge, Music Director, and I'm your host for today's installment of the program. The first artist we'll be listening to today is titled Ty Vec, and we're going to be listening to the first track off of their album Origin of What. And this next track is titled Tip to Tail. If you like artists such as the Sex Pistols, the Germs, and the Plasmatics, then you'll like this next sample. Up next, we have a track from Leopold and His Fiction. If you like artists such as Modest Mouse and The Cramps, then you should like this next track. Without further ado, here is a sample of Waves Golden.
Yeah.
We're going to close out with these edgy vibes that we've been pursuing today with a track from Danny and the Darlenes, and this is titled Bug Out Bag. If you like Wand and Ty Segall, then you should enjoy this next track. Well, that's all we have for you today on Music Monday for the News at 5. My name is Therese Ruffsedge, Music Director, and I have been your host for today's installment of the program. If you enjoyed what you heard, don't forget to tune in on Mondays at 5 p.m. to hear the latest and greatest hits on college radio.
This is your Sports Director, Dan Stokes, with your Monarch Sports Update. When spring break started, the men's baseball team traveled to Florida to open their season up. The Monarchs went 3-5 in Florida, and their overall record sits at 5-5 on the season. Last week, junior Monarch pitcher Nick Dino earned his third consecutive MAC Freedom Conference Pitcher of the Week award. Dino is currently 2-0 with 20 strikeouts and a 1.47 ERA. Junior outfielder Brad Wilkins and sophomore utility man Sean McKee are leading the team with a .423 batting average. The Monarchs were supposed to have two games last week, but Winter Storm Stella had something else to say. The Monarchs' foreseeable schedule will be postponed until the fields are deemed playable. The Lady Monarch softball team traveled to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina to open their season up and participate in the Fast Pitch Dreams Spring Classic. The Lady Monarchs went 4-4 on the trip. Sophomore Lexi Wolk is leading the Lady Monarchs with a .333 batting average. Freshman Christina Coker is leading the Lady Monarchs with 12 strikeouts and a 2.14 ERA. The next few games for the Lady Monarchs will be postponed due to the impact of Winter Storm Stella. The men's lacrosse team dropped a heartbreaker in overtime to Lycoming College 9-10. The Monarchs lost to Lebanon Valley College 3-11. The Monarchs are 1-4 on the season. Brock Johnson and Brett O'Neill are leading the Monarchs with 13 points each. The Monarchs return to the field Thursday at Morrisville State College, hoping to end their two-game skid. Over the break, the women's lacrosse team had a 20-9 victory over Simmons College and a 17-12 loss to Keene University. The Lady Monarchs are 2-3 on the season. Senior Gabrielle Maroku is leading the Lady Monarchs with 31 points, scoring 22 goals and 9 assists, while sophomore captain Amanda Carroll has 18 points with 11 goals and 7 assists. The Lady Monarchs return to the field Saturday at Lycoming College. This has been your Monarch Sports Update for the WRKC News at 5. I'm Sports Director Dan Stokes.
And now the weather. Tonight will be rainy with a low of 37. Tomorrow will be cloudy with possible drizzles and a high of 51. Wednesday will be partly cloudy with a high of 26. There will be a Common Good discussion with Sister Deidre Mullen, PhD, in the Posture Pack Room of McGowan tomorrow at 12:30. Lunch will be provided. Speaker Katie Smith from the St. John Institute will speak in the Posture Pack Room at noon on Wednesday. Lunch will be provided as well. This has been the WRKC News at 5. I'm Jake Sarwar. Enjoy the rest of your Monday and have a fantastic week.
This has been the News at 5 on WRKC, Radio King's College, Wilkes-Barre.